Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee. Number one sports gambling show that also is a podcast.
Whoa.
You can find that anywhere, but you should watch every day here at 4 p.m. Coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office, I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
Bubba Gumpino, how are you?
Good day, my friend.
Nick's in here early. Say hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
Jay's here. Mitt's here. How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Good.
How you doing?
You all right over?
Just got some papers in the way.
Notes?
No. It's all on the computer.
How was last night? Good?
Yeah, not great.
Evie Stevie's?
Yeah.
Good night for me.
Was very good night for
5-1. Some of the bats showed up at some very good times.
Cubbies
in the bottom five. Never a doubt. They ended up winning that game, too.
Yeah.
Who didn't come home for you? Who disappointed you last night?
I can't even fucking remember.
Well, I'm trying to pull up tomorrow. By tomorrow, I mean yesterday. Toronto, did you end up taking the A's?
No, good odd.
Yeah, Toronto plus a half. KC, were you on Biebs?
Yeah, I was on Biebs.
Biebs has been giving up some runs.
Yeah, he's on a bit of a schneid.
Cubs, the Nationals did not cover. Like, hey, but we talked about being worried about Fried might have fucking went down and found something.
Yeah, he did.
And he looked really good. Baltimore, hey. Me and John Means.
Every time, my friend. Every time.
He's never gone past the seventh before, though, so I may look to fade Mr. John Means in the next game, potentially. I'm just worried about his arm. And then Colorado was up 6-2 after first five in that one, which you didn't. You doubted me on the Colorado pick, too.
I did.
Because of the San Francisco Giants. How did the hockey go last night?
Oh, the Brewers. Brewers blew it, too.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And then I hopped on the Mets for who knows why.
Besides the fucking fight, how was hockey last night?
It wasn't great. We got the two underdog upsets with L.A. and Ottawa. Didn't do so great on the totals, though. And Vegas beat Minnesota in overtime. That would have flipped the night for us pretty good there. Nice. Minnesota would have pulled that off. In Nashville, somehow, they had a lead and then blew it to Columbus.
Can you ever trust the fucking Wild, dude?
Yeah, actually. The other night when they came back.
Well, you can't trust them. You couldn't trust them yesterday. Mitt!
Yeah, Tony.
Will you put up the number for me, please?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What number would I be talking about, dude?
I don't know.
Call the money line. Brought to you by Celsius. The most live, fit, beautiful energy, weight loss. Am I allowed to say weight loss drink?
Yeah. Says it on the can.
If it says it on the can. And
fitness
you can
goals drink.
Fitness goals drink. 833-462-2333. We do have a guest joining the money line sometime soon. Jay's going to call him right now. So we'll let the money line fill up. We'll talk to the guest. Not a lot of heavy action in MLB. Only, I believe, two games after we start today.
Not much, my friend.
A little bit of NBA. Nick said not a lot of NHL. A quick early game that I wanted to talk about for the MLB on the MLB schedule. I believe it starts right now as we speak. Toronto. Was that the one? No.
Braves. Nationals.
Braves Nats.
Yeah.
Drew Smiley and John Lester. So I wasn't going to take this game.
You got to fade Drew Smiley until he shows us otherwise.
I couldn't trust Lester.
You don't trust Johnny Ballgame?
I mean, he gave up none in his first start this season. Yeah, sure.
It's just getting warmed up.
So I was going to stay away from it. I was like, there's no way I'm taking the Nats as a favorite. The Nats are getting plus a half.
Like I said, Drew Smiley. Fade Drew Smiley.
Fucking season. Nationals are getting a half against Drew Smiley. Guy stinks.
That he does, my friend.
So I took the Nats plus a half first five. Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Drew Smiley.
8.05 ERA.
Why is Drew Smiley fucking favored?
Well, the Braves are starting to hit.
They are starting to hit. But not against lefties.
Not against lefties.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Tell me why, Tony.
Well, I won't tell you why, but they are last against why. Lefties in the last 2 weeks. One of those being they got no hit. Remember?
I remember.
And they got one hit in the game before that. They're last in the last 1 week. So, we're giving the advantage to Lester, getting a plus a half.
Plus a half, home puppy.
Something to think about.
Come on, Nats. Don't do it to us again.
Drew Smiley stinks. Let me run. You want me to run through the MLB scores before we get started here? If you took the Astros, they are up 5-4, top nine against the Yanks. Mr. Stanton continues his run. He's dropped from, I believe at the beginning of the day, you could get him at plus 4,000. He's down to plus 2,000 as far as AL MVP.
He is mashing.
I did just take him at plus 2,000. I thought that was good value. Sox are up 8-7 on the lowly Detroit Tigers in top seven. Top nine, Rangers and Twins are all tied up.
Ooh.
Cardinals are down 2-1 to the Mets. And then Cleveland's up 2-0 on the Royals, who I had today. Thought Duffy was much better than whoever's going for the Indians. I can't remember off the top of my head. McKenzie, maybe.
Yeah, I was with you, Tony.
And then the A's are up 1-0.
Oh, A's are up.
Yeah, we were talking about this when we couldn't trust Ryu coming back off the IL.
Yeah, don't trust Fires either.
No. Can't trust Fires. But then the Nats game, Nats Braves, top one right now, so you get a live bet. Oh, it's live on YouTube. Don't watch it. Watch this.
Don't do it.
Don't go over to a different YouTube channel. Watch this.
Don't do it.
Joining us now, friend of the show. He's got a brand new podcast out today that Bubba Gumpino was on last night.
That is correct, my friend.
Cash Consideration Show. He is the host of the Cash Consideration Show. Long time. Curacao, Pittsburgh, Vegas, bookmaker. You can find him on Twitter at Sportsbook Consigliere, at SportsBK Consig. Mr. Dave Sharapan, welcome back to Hammer Down!
Hammer Down, boys. What's up?
What's up, Dave? Good hat, pal.
That one was for you, Gumpy.
That's a beauty.
You answered the bell last night. The show was great. So I said, I got to come with the Canadian team. And, the Blue Jays hat is nice, but this one is a classic. So we had to go this route today.
That is a beautiful hat, sir. That is a fucking beautiful hat. How was Gumpy on the show last night?
Gumpy killed it, man. Are you kidding me? I mean, like, the story is incredible. The fact that you guys called him Dump instead of Gump at the beginning time to the show was, like, ridiculous. And then the man just kept showing up until, somebody said, you got to move to Indy. So
yeah.
How do you convince a guy that lives on an island in Western Canada to come to Indianapolis? You guys got more skills than anybody. I mean, that's really impressive.
He's the best. We're lucky. Yeah. We got lucky. We love him. Did you hear us talking about any of the baseball games coming in? It's an early, it's a get out day for the baseball game. So, not a lot left on the card, but did you look at any of them?
I did. Is it a qualification when you come on the show that you got to agree with the picks?
Nah.
Go ahead. You can fucking be wrong. Go ahead.
You take the Braves if you want.
No, because I'm not right either. I don't know everything either. But I know I want the Braves rather than I want the Nationals. That's two bad pitchers that you can't trust either one. Give me the better hitting team in that situation.
Johnny Ball game?
Yeah. I mean, listen. I don't know. Smiley, Johnny Ballgame, they're both good names, good stuff. Like, I just want the better bats, Gump, in that situation. So that's the only thing that settles it for me.
I mean, I get the better bats. 1,000% get the better bats.
But
Drew, Smiley, dude, are you going to trust Drew today?
God.
Wait, do you always go with the bats then?
What's that?
Do you always go with the better bats?
No, in the pick 'em games, you got to go with the better bats in a situation like this. Like, so the line tells you what? It's a coin flip game, and I don't want to bring Nicky out with the coin flip yet because the coin flip is hot. He had the Capitals last night against the Shield,
true,
against the whole hockey fans' wishes. You know, we if the coin flip says, Braves, you got to go with the Braves. If
gotta
the coin
do flip it.
Nationals, that's fine, true. But coin flip game for me in baseball, I side with the better offense at the moment. So that's what that would decide it for me.
I understand that. I understand that. We talked about yesterday that we may lean towards – we side with the pitchers. If the – same thing as you're saying, though. Like, if the batting is similar, we go with the better pitcher.
Oh, well, the pitchers trump it for sure. But, like, both these guys is one above the other. When I look at it, I don't think so. So now, when they're about the same, the bats weigh it in. But no, if you're going to handicap baseball, and all these new people that are following the show and stuff, listen to what these guys are saying and look at the pictures first and foremost. And then, I mean, you know, like Gump said on the show last night on Cash Considerations, just take the half. There's a lot of times you got to take the half because these games are so close in scoring. I don't remember a time when baseball became so hard to score. Nobody hits the other way. Nobody makes contact. Everybody wants to hit bombs. Games are tied at fifth inning a lot of time.
Well, they
take the dub.
They changed the ball this year. It's a little bit of a dead ball right now. And just to let you know, Lester just went up, three down. So to start the game. So how about that for your fucking offense, dude? We'll see.
No run in the first inning. That was a good price if you could bet no run in the first inning of this one.
Have
you
been doing any of those? Wild bet. I can't get into that.
Oh, you got to do it.
It feels right up my alley. It's basically taking the under, my friend.
Well, that's what it is. Like, I mean, you can bet to score a run in the first inning, but I've seen it for years, and the sharpest guys I know like to bet the no. You know, and it's a way to maybe get a cheaper price on something that you like, and you don't have to sweat the three-hour game or the first hour and a half, first five innings. 1-2-3, 1-2-3 is beautiful when you have that no.
Some sports books are even starting to do first three innings.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, they're breaking it down, trying to get as many bets as possible that you can do, because there's guys like, you know, the boys here at Hammer Down are always looking for action. You can find action in baseball. There's a lot of different ways to bet it now. I mean, you can bet every inning, yes, no, but the first inning's easier because at least you know what the pitchers are when the game starts. You know, so it's easier to price it out from the book's perspective. It's already locked up. Pricing it out each inning is different because, you know, if it's 7, 8, 9, it's a different price than if it's 3, 4, 5. So, you know, you can bet it that way too.
Did you take a look at any of the? So we got D-backs, Marlins, 640, Rays, Angels, 938. Those are the other two games that have not started. The only two games that have not started today. Did you take a look at any of those games tonight?
It's dog for me in the sides there. That's the only way I would bet them. I'm not excited about either one of them, but you tell me I can get Tampa even against Haney with a plus, I'll take it. The totals are pretty spot on, right? 7.5 is a tough one to go under, but you got to go under in that one. And Tampa and LA, I mean, the Angels, I wouldn't bet that game over either. With two lefties, though, right-handed dominant lineups, that one might be a little bit scary. I don't think I like that one nearly as much, even though it is 8.
Who knows what Tampa's going to do after McHugh? Like, last night they fucking started Kittredge, and then they bring in Yarbrough's a starter. Like, just fucking start Yarbrough. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's a new wave. It's a new baseball. There's guys with a lot of, you know, more degrees than us, you know, running these ball clubs, and they say that, you know, you start a guy and you throw him one inning. Okay. And they take him out. It's not fun for the books. Books have had to change the way they do business, man. We've had to got away from listed pitchers. You know, you got to be careful when you bet pitchers. You still can list them in some books. Some books, it's all action. And first fives was always automatic. It was listed pitchers. So just be aware of your house rules in the book and, you know, make your plays accordingly.
Dave, you know I'm a numbers guy. So in that game, in the Angels game, I am going to go Angels. And I think I'm laying the half too, which I hate. I fucking hate doing it. But it's -0.5, -110. I just like Haney that much better. His expected is 3.3. His FIPs in the threes versus who's going for
McHugh.
Oh, call him McHugh.
McHugh.
Yeah, who fucking stinks, dude.
McHugh can turn it on.
He's not going to pitch, right? Like, McHugh's not going to pitch.
Someone else is going to come in. Fucking...
The only reason his ERA is so high is because he fucking pitches one inning and gives up one run.
Well, my argument is if you're only pitching one inning, you better not fucking give up anything.
Well, Heine went fucking 3 last game. The guy stinks.
Who?
Haney. Yeah, name him Heine because he stinks.
Listen,
dude,
you got to look farther than just that, dude.
Give me the old savvy vet, Colin McHugh, dude.
Heine, call him by whatever you want. You lay that half a run, man. That's a big.
I hate it.
Not delay.
Hey,
usual style. I don't know.
I fucking hate it.
It's slim pickings out here tonight.
I fucking hate it.
Literally two games.
I haven't taken it, but I agree with you. If I had to take away, take a side, I would lean to the Diamondbacks because Mad Bum, the Diamondbacks are the better hitting team right now versus the Marlins. And then Mad Bum has gone 5 and given up 1, 7 and given up 0. That was a no-hitter. 5 and given up 1, 4.2 and given up 1, 5 and given up 0. Oh, sorry, those are home runs. But he has given up 1, 0, and 1 in his last three games. But then on the other side, Pablo Lopez has given up 0, 1, and 0. So both pitchers are really good. I would side with the Diamondbacks as a better hitting team who have some injuries. But I think I'm going to end up staying away from that one.
Under. That sounds like under. You were even looking at the wrong column, Diggsy, and you still came to the under bet. So I think under is probably the best bet in that game.
Dude, my notes right here say, thought about taking Mad Bum, thought about taking the under. I think the under might be 3.5 and juiced a little bit. So then the over has been cashing lately. The ball's starting to carry it. The weather's getting a little warmer. The fucking balls are starting to carry a little bit more. The total, I believe, do you know it off? I think it's 3.5.
First 5? 3.5.
Yeah, it's 3.5 minus 105, which is actually not bad.
Yeah, it's livable. You can go under that. That's fine.
Yeah, but do I trust them enough? I don't know if I do, man.
What's your level of trust have to be, really, for you to actually push submit on a play? Like, because I know that you like the action. And I know, like, so
it doesn't
the
have to level be that. Of
trust is like what? 3 seconds? 5 seconds? How long do you actually like delay this level of trust?
Well, I got a bunch of things I look at. As long as like 80% of the things that I'm looking at are going in my direction. I mean, I play like I probably take like five to six MLB games a night. So out of there's normally what 12 to 15 games a night. So I'll probably take about a third of the games.
All right, so that's 33% trust, almost 40% trust.
I'm not a huge. I'm not a very trusting human being to begin with. Maybe I'll just start taking every game and see what the fuck happens.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
I know.
Yeah, that ain't a good idea. Talk him off of that one.
Who's that dude who takes every single NCAA game?
Oh, fucking Greg Peterson.
Yeah.
Oh, GP. Oh man. Yeah. G Unit.
That's a tough life, man. How do you choose a total on every fucking game, man?
It's a lot of long nights in front of the computer. I can tell you that it's a lot of long nights in front of the computer. Yeah. I might have a coin too. I don't know.
Hey, we're gonna get to the coin here. So I was looking at the NBA slate a little bit. I don't feel real great about a lot tonight. There's some games like. I don't know how the Hornets are dogs, even though I know there's some injuries there, and LaVine and Vukovic is coming back. The fucking Wizards are dogs, and they've been hot. Dallas is home dogs of the Nets.
Yep.
Lakers and Clippers. Clippers are 8.5-point favorites. LeBron's still out. And then Golden State Warriors, 14.5 against the Thunder, which the Thunder are the worst team in basketball. Do you have anything on that slate tonight?
Well, I mean, you start with the big point spread. Golden State laying 2 touchdowns against OKC. That's just enough to tell you not to play the game. Like, there's no reason to get involved in that game, I don't think, because the only choice is Golden State. OKC's checked out, mailed it in, playing for that number one draft position. Fading Brooklyn has been okay when they're playing Milwaukee, but not good against everybody else. But I would take Dallas in the game. You know, I think Dallas is very live to win the game.
They're only a half game up out of that play-in spot, so I know they're still fucking trying.
Oh, yeah. You're getting an honest effort, I think, from both teams there, because Brooklyn, you know, they say they don't want that one seed, but you know they want that one seed. They don't want to have to play Milwaukee and Philly.
Correct.
If they get the one seed, they only have to play one. So the game, the number that's crazy to me is Washington-Toronto. The total is 237. Diggsy, I know you love the numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, go look at the totals in the Washington games, the Wizards games, the last few times. It's been like 260, 295 the other night, then another 268 or something, and the line came down because it's the second game of a back-to-back with two teams that are literally playing a playoff game tonight. game's flying over. I think you get a gift under anything under 240, I think, is a good play.
Yeah, Wizards last five. They scored, if my math is correct here, 269, 295.
Jesus.
249.
295?
Yeah, yeah. 154, 141.
Yeah. No defense.
Those are flying over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the only danger here is if you get somebody, you know, right before the game, you find out Westbrook or Beal isn't playing. But, I mean, they're both playing. They're both playing for the spot. So I think you're good. I think you playing that game over at 237. It's just sometimes the odds makers miss, too. I mean, or sometimes they overvalue the back-to-back. I struggled with it for years, just trying to figure out how much to weigh it. Some years it's more, some years it's less. This year it's no effect on the total, I don't think. And that's why Washington's a dog. Washington should be a favorite in this game.
Yeah, they're
better.
Rui Hachimura is out, who has been playing well for Washington. But, I mean, as long as you got Beal and Westbrook going, you should be all right there. Porzingis is out for Dallas, but he's always in and out.
Consistently for them, yeah. And then the Battle of L.A., the late game, the get-back game for you guys back east,
yep. But
prime time for me. We're laying it with the Clippers. Like, until further notice, the Lakers are a fade. We talked about it last night on the show with Gumpy. I mean, they have seven games left, and they're going to be favored maybe in two or three of them. And we had a question, how many games of the seven do they win? But how many games of the seven does LeBron play?
Yeah.
Because he's not playing these first two, Lakers, Portland, back-to-back. I think this is a statement game by the Clippers. I think they look to set the tone for what's coming in the playoffs by tonight winning by double digits.
Yeah, if the Lakers lose to Clippers in Portland, they're going to be in the play-in. So there's almost no reason for LeBron to potentially try to come back and potentially hurt himself. So that's the NBA, and then they have Phoenix, and then they have the Knicks, which are tough. Good luck.
Yeah.
Fucking good luck there.
Hey, Dave, why would Portland fire their coach?
I have no idea.
Is that not the stupidest thing? Like McCollum's been out most of the year, and
yeah, yes.
What's the guy supposed to do with that team that he's not doing?
I have no idea. You have no, like, what goes on in some of these front offices, especially like now, like you have no idea. So there must have been obviously some sort of power struggle or some sort of, you know, dispute in the room where they said it's not solvable. We got to go. Like, you got to go today or whatever. So it's just – it's insane how this can happen now. But, Gumpy, I have no idea. No idea at all.
And then you look at the Pacers, what they got rid of Nate McMillan and the new guys like – How Nate McMillan got fired is beyond me, and that new guy stinks. He's going to be gone this year too. Like, there's not that many good coaches in the NBA, man. You see it with the Bucks coach isn't great. I mean,
well, and what Nate McMillan has done with the Hawks since he's taken over there has been absurd.
Has proven the case for should have not been fired, right?
Correct.
Like, the Hawks completely turned their season around, completely responded to him as the coach, and are making a viable run to actually win a playoff series in the Eastern Conference, and the Pacers went so far backwards, they're playing in the play-in and hanging on by a dear thread. They're getting blown out every night.
Yeah.
Every single night.
Consig, I was actually on this game tonight. What are you thinking about this one? The Hawks-Pacers.
Oh, man. What do you got? Please tell me you got the Hawks.
I am very notorious for betting against the Pacers. I was looking at it. Five is just way too small for the Hawks tonight. Clint Capella, I think, is probably going to have his way with Sabonis.
I think you're right. I think the total is 240, Matt. So expect the Hawks to run it out. Like, just continue to score and score and score and score. If you want to kind of get a little bit extra, maybe play them in the first half, too. You know, look to get the Hawks a little bit. You know, you only have to lay 2.5, I think, or maybe even 3, because I'm seeing a lot of sixes now. Mm-hmm. The sharp side is definitely the Hawks. I mean, it was played this morning. If you got 5, you got a really good number, and I'm pretty confident, Matt, you should feel safe with that bet.
That 290 that we were talking about few minutes ago total was against the Pacers. Their over has been, they have been a quality over team here the last few weeks as well. You got anything for Nikki Skates tonight before we let you out of here? By the way, hey, you know who we got on tomorrow?
You got a what?
Do you know who we have on Hammered Down tomorrow? Your good friend.
The other hockey guy up in Canada?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you better juice up. I mean, you better be ready. This little laid-back Pittsburgh thing you got going on down there, it ain't going to work with Morenci. I'm just telling you right now. You got to let Gump maybe, you know, talk some Canadian to him.
That's what
and really get this thing going, because, like, he brings the energy from the opening faceoff. You're going to have to drop the gloves right away. You better have some stuff prepared.
Listen, we got a fridge full of Celsius over there. We'll be sucking all those down right before Morenci gets on. We'll be juiced to the max.
Thank you, Celsius. Celsius Moneyline, call it now. What you got anything in the NHL tonight? Nick, you got anything for Mr. Sherrapan?
I got some stuff, but I want to hear Dave's thoughts first if he's got anything, because slate is rough tonight.
Oh, my God. Nicky, this is one of those slates that you look at like, you could go back to when we got out of the car out at Penn Hills and go, oh, man, we're in trouble. Like, look at the Lumberjacks.
Jesus, I just looked at it. Everything's 270 or higher for the favorites.
Every game is 270 or higher for the favorites. You know what that means? Watch basketball tonight. Or just bet overs. Like, there's a couple games maybe that, you know, you bet over. I think Boston's going to kill the Rangers.
Yeah.
That's the one game that I looked at. The Rangers, they had their Stanley Cup game against the Washington Capitals last night. They answered the bell hockey-wise. Justice was served on the ice. It is what it is. I was glad to see it happen the way it did. They did everything but win the game. But now they ain't playing no more. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Guys are already on the golf course, and the Bruins just lost to the Devils. So somebody's got to pay for that. The Bruins are going to destroy the Rangers tonight. I think the game goes over, but we might not get a goal out of the Rangers. That's the danger in that one.
That's what I'm surprised about. I'm looking at it, and Boston puck line right now is even money. So I'm like, I'm all over that. And then they're 165, minus 165 in regulation. Like, that feels like easy money tonight.
That's my favorite one of them all. And, you know, because the Canadian games, like, look, they're big numbers, but why can't Montreal beat Toronto? And certainly, why can't Vancouver beat Edmonton? I have no idea what to get of those. You know, and I'll be on later with Gabe, and we always talk about the Canadian games, and he's so focused on the Montreal stuff because that's where he's from, and, you know, he played goal up in the minor league system with them and stuff, so he knows them as well as anybody, and I'm waiting to see what he says about that game. But no, man, the rest of these games, Islanders, Devils, I mean, even the Pens, like, the Pens are supposed to really lay one on Buffalo tonight. They'll probably, limp in? I mean, 4-1, something like that will probably be the final. The total 6. I don't know. I would lean under there. And then, I don't know, man. That's it. You what do you got, Nicky? You got anything good?
So I did a little digging, and I don't usually do period totals, but I'm going to go first period over for the Islanders and Devils, because both these teams are over 50% on the year for first period overs, and it's at minus 116 right now. I think they can both do that. I think they can both get that done. Mm-hmm. The Islanders, like we've been talking about, I've been talking about it for every episode now. They're on a bit of a schneid here. They need to pick it up. So New Jersey is always scoring early. I think the Islanders can get it done there as well. I'm with you on the Boston puck line stuff. I'm also going to go Leafs puck line just because of what they've done to the Abs all year. The over there is 5.5, which isn't 6 or 6.5, obviously. Yeah. So I feel pretty good about going there. It's juiced to 130, but I mean, I feel like those two teams can put up 6. And then I'm probably going to go Edmonton in regulation, minus 165. I'm going to stay away from the total there just because you don't know what you're going to get. And Dave, I'm glad I have you here because we are going to do the coin flip game of the night.
Yes.
All rise for the honorable coin.
Just to remove my hat. My hat's off, baby. That's it.
And we had to get a little unconventional with it because of all these juice lines. So we're going to go with Chicago on the road at Carolina, and we're going to do the puck line.
Okay.
So Chicago plus 1.5 is plus 108. That's going to be heads. Tails is going to be Carolina at home, minus 1.5, minus 130.
Before you flip the coin, Gumpy, which side would you like to be on?
Carolina, please.
Okay.
Heads for Chicago, tails for Carolina. We go with the flip. Tails. It is tails.
Yes.
Carolina puck line -130.
Come on, you Canes.
The coin is spoken. Carolina Hurricanes with honorable horn spinner Bill Cowher. -1.5, -130.
I was fucking pissed when Coach Kyle was spinning that horn for the fucking Hurricanes.
That did feel like a stab.
It was a stab right in the back, dude. Almost drove over to Fox Chapel. Just gave him a piece of my business.
Can't do that. You should know better. You don't do that.
No.
You can't. Come on.
You can't do it. Can't do it, Dave. What are you doing today besides everyone listening to Cash Considerations Show with special guest Bubba Gumpino? You going on Sports Grid?
Yeah, I got a hit with my co-host Newbie in Reading, Pennsylvania, coming up right after this. Then we got Sports Grid. We dropped a new podcast, and then I got to pitch BP tonight to the kids. I got to get my wing loose. I got to get going because I got stuff this weekend. So I got to get ready to throw.
Are you behind the L cage, or are you just fucking out there eating missiles?
Are you fucking nuts? You got to have an L cage. Are you?
I'm just making sure, man.
In a shin with a comebacker when they were 10. I was out. I was on the DL. I tried to get 2 weeks, but the wife wasn't having it. But the thing got, I had a softball in my shin. It was terrible. I am never pitching behind an L screen ever again.
I just wanted to make sure you're taking care of yourself. That's all I wanted. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. We love it. We absolutely love it. Have a great night, pal.
You're the best. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks,
Hammer
Dave.
Down.
Hammer
Dave. Down. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
He's shitting on me for fucking. Am I too laissez-faire?
He buried you a couple times there, huh?
It's just Pittsburgh.
That's Pittsburgh, boys.
Yeah, I think it was all of us, but he does raise a good point. Morency brings it.
Well, I'm going to introduce Morency, and then I'm going to fucking turn it over to you two, boys.
Good luck. You'll still get caught up, and it'll pull you right back. He's a tornado.
He is a fucking monster.
All right, let's run through the lines. Since we pretty much covered all the sports right there. Unless you got some footy that you want to, we'll do a little bit later. You good, or you want to go give them tomorrow?
Yeah, I got some for the week. I've decided I just fucking, we're running out of time here in the league. Enough fucking making excuses. I'm going guns blazing this weekend.
What does that mean? Every game?
I'm trying to fucking, I got 9 already on Sunday.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to muster up some for Saturday.
Sox and Tigers tied up in the 8th. Rangers are up in the 10th against the Twins. Mets are up 4-1 on the Cards in the 8th.
I cannot get a fucking Mets game right.
I can't get a Cardinals game really right either. I think I'm going to stay away from both of those fucking teams. Jays are up. Blue Jays are up on the Athletics 4-1. Did I pick that one?
Jays are up on the A's?
Oh, yeah. 4-1, baby.
Fuck.
I told you, dude. You got to go against Fires. I didn't even put that in. Motherfucker.
I was worried about Ryu coming back.
Oh, that's why I was. That's why I didn't take it.
Fires. Was he the rat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You go against them every time.
Braves and Nats are bottom 2-0-0.
Snitch.
Whatever, dude.
Cheese-eating rat.
Fucking rat fucking bastard.
all right, let's go to the fucking Hammer Don money line, sponsored by Celsius.
Call the money line.
Call the money line.
Call
it. Cameron from Cleveland.
Yo, Hammer Don,
Cameron, you got a lot of things. It says picks for NBA, MLB, and soccer. That's a lot of things.
Got a lot to go over.
Let's prioritize. We got a lot of calls to get to.
Hey, get your best one out.
Nothing for Nick. The NHL, I can't watch. Okay. I got the same teams playing each other every night. I can't do it. So we'll start on the Diamond.
COVID, dude.
Diamondbacks against the City Marlins. We're going +15, +5. Bumgarner. Put the mortgage down on that.
Okay. We don't hate that one.
So
I wouldn't call the Marlins shitty.
Don't hate that one. Now we're going NBA. You got Dave on here talking about the Clippers and the Lakers in a statement game without LeBron playing. Get out of here. Nobody in the West wants to play the Lakers in the playoffs. However, tonight,
shut up, Mitt.
We're taking the under 211 -105.
Hold on.
Put the phone bill down on that one.
Nobody wants to play the Lakers in the playoffs?
That's what fucking
Cameron's
saying.
Nobody wants to play the Lakers in the playoffs. You think Denver at the 3 seed wants to play the Lakers in the playoffs?
They're going to be. What if they're in the play-in game, though? I don't think.
Cameron, are you on Twitter?
Oh,
The play-in game's not going to matter. We're gonna...
Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
What's your name on Twitter?
Cameron Drew underscore 17.
Okay, you're cool.
I follow all these guys.
Thanks, man.
I'll find you.
Gotcha.
There's a camera. All right,
so then we're going to Brooklyn and Dallas. These two teams can score.
So you know
we're going over 59 and a half, first quarter, minus 115.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cameron. Yeah, give him the fucking sock
predicted. What do you got?
We are going Chelsea plus 325 in the Champions League final, Hammer Pulisic.
But he's not even going to play, dude.
Captain America's not going to play?
He's pissed. He said, I got to prove myself fucking time and time again.
I think he has proven himself.
Yeah, and he comes off the bench and does it. But, I mean, you get to the Champions League final, first American of all time.
What's Frankie's issue, dude?
It's fucking Thomas Tuchel now. He can't start with any coach. I just feel like it's Man City's time to win a Champions League, dude. It's fucking, they've been waiting to do it forever. Aguero's fucking send off. He said he wouldn't leave until they won one. It's just,
okay.
Checks the boxes for me. I mean, I don't hate Chelsea. They're fucking playing well. I thought Real Madrid would have fucking done them in yesterday.
James from Toronto, give us that sweet, sweet nectar.
Hey, what's up, Hammer Down boys? How are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Two locks tonight for the NHL.
Don't call them that, they won't win.
Coin flip, Carolina, minus 1.5, hammer that. And then Boston in regulation, hammer that.
Thank you, James.
Hey,
James. Which we talked about.
Yeah, they're 165 in reg.
Lay it.
Fucking... lay that.
Fucking lay it.
Hey, Gabe, what's up?
Tigers just went up. Red Sox are on a schneid.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
How you doing, Gabe? What are you up to?
Not much. Just going to let you know, been a fan of the show for
thank
a
you.
Long ass time. Love you guys.
Thank
Shout
you, Gabe.
The boys.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
I'm looking at a couple of baseball games tonight. I think you guys mentioned something about the Angels. You guys were potentially leaning plus a minus a half there. If you could get that at minus 145 first buy, which I believe I'm looking at a sportsbook right now, would you take it?
Yeah, you can for sure. I just, for some reason, my brain sees anything over like 130, 140.
I lay up to 170. I know, but
everyone has that. Everyone has their ways. I just don't like laying over like 135, 140. So that's why I took the minus a half, because I thought they were good enough. Gumpy doesn't agree with me, but we'll fucking see, dude.
All right. A winner's a winner, Tony.
Thanks, Mitt.
A loser's a loser.
Yeah, I lost on a minus 200 Boston Red Sox first five today. That was a tough one.
Well, who told you to do that, Mitt?
Nobody. Syrian
you
prince.
Came out and you came out and you asked us for our picks, and not one of us said fucking Red Sox.
Mitt, what have we learned when you think for yourself?
Get scammed, dude.
I get scammed, and I haven't hit a baseball bet all fucking season. If you guys want a guaranteed lock tonight, I was thinking about taking whoever the Angels were playing.
Don't do that, Mitt. Thank you.
Bill, what the fuck are you doing in here?
This fucking guy.
Oh, you grabbed.
I just got the brand new raspberry acai green tea.
Celsius.
I'm gonna try it. Yeah.
Nobody, yeah, say the name of the.
Why are you talking like that?
I got a little bit of stuff in my throat.
Get out, dude. Get out.
I'm gonna try one.
Get out.
Kindly leave.
Have you had one?
Kindly leave.
Get out.
Here you go.
I don't need it, dude. My fucking.
Get out. Ryan, what do you got? Fort Wayne, what do you got, dude? Sorry we had to deal with that. Jesus
Christ. What's going on, boys? Hammer Don.
Hold on.
Hey, gonna kind of agree with Mickey Skates on some of the hockey. Penguins minus 1.5. They've covered the 1.5 in 4 of 6 games.
Hell yeah.
The Sabres. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
Another great one. The Hurricanes over 6.5 is at plus 110. They've covered that 6 of 7.
Ooh.
And the coin flip, Hurricanes minus 1.5. Hurricanes at home to covering that minus 1.5 are a perfect 3 for 3.
Ooh.
Ryan. We got very lucky.
And then the Bruins, obviously, Rangers got beat up last night. Good form for going after Wilson.
Burns.
I think Wilson
fucking stick
Wilson
taps.
Was a pussy.
Stick
calling himself upper body injury. I think that was close. crap. But I think it's whatever.
A concussion. Maybe they were trying to sweep under the rug. You know,
I haven't heard anything yet. I'm then, curious what the
Oilers minus 1.5. McDavid's on a tear.
Thank you, Ryan.
I mean,
is Connor back there still?
David's been on a tear.
Jay, is Connor back there?
I think Wilson punched that dude's helmet, I think, and he hurt his hand.
Did. That definitely happened, too.
I think Connor's back here. You want
to answer
call?
Can you tell him to come to a mic, please?
All right, hold on a sec.
Connor.
Come to a mic. Oh, Jay.
Do it now.
Connor.
Get up here.
What's up? Hey, thanks for answering the phone calls. How they been back here? Are they respectful?
Yeah, they're being respectful. They got some picks. They got some stuff. I don't know if they're any good. I actually don't have the headset on. I really can't hear. Did you talk about Patty Roberts?
No, please explain to me Patty Roberts.
Shout out Patty Roberts, this guy from the UK. He came in with a 100-pound Aki, and Aki is a parlay. I didn't get the exact legs, but that guy has that parlay tonight for his rent. Let's give some T's and P's. Out to Patty Roberts. Make sure he goes and gets that money.
Connor texted me and said, pick up line six right now. I said, there's no one on line six.
Patty Roberts?
Patty Roberts obviously.
Went for an ACCA.
Thank you for answering those. You don't have to answer anymore because we don't have enough time.
He's a punter.
Okay, but thank you.
Sounds good. Hammer
time. You got a player performance? I'll get killed if I don't ask you. Sounds like he doesn't.
What did he say?
You got a player performance?
I don't have a player performance right now.
What about for the playoffs? When the playoffs
but
start?
I saw the Hornets are playing, so I'll take LaMelo Ball triple-double and the Hornets to win. Fuck it.
tell me he doesn't have to answer any more calls. We're full, and we'll end on those. Steve from Jersey, what do you got, dude?
What's going on, boys?
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to talk a little about the no-run first inning Sports Consig was talking about, and one of my bets for tonight.
Okay, go ahead. Fucking fire away, dude.
Yeah, I know Gump's not too intrigued with this bet, but the most electric bet in baseball.
Here's the thing with Gump, Steve. He doesn't like new
things.
He doesn't like new things. So you got to like ease him into it. You kind of got to trick him to start doing stuff.
Him.
So we just don't worry. I'll start tricking him into it, and he does like dingies.
No Mickey Mouse, Jerry Kraft bet.
Okay,
the Jesus. Most electric bet in baseball. You pray for six outs. All you got to do is watch one inning. Hey, Mitt, you want to hit a bet? You don't want to watch a full game? Just watch.
Hey, buddy, I used to do that every day, actually, and that's how I started losing every single baseball game I've ever put money on.
Steve, don't worry about Mitt. What do you got for the KD prop tonight?
Yeah, my KD prop bet. I don't like the NBA lines recently. It's hard to bet on, so I've been going player props.
Mm-hmm.
KD's last four games, over 2.5 threes, hit three times. Versus Milwaukee, Sunday, 7 threes. Last night, 4 threes. So I'm rolling again tonight. Over 2.5 threes, KD.
Okay.
The only thing is, I don't know. You only have to watch the first inning. I want to watch every inning of every baseball game. Like watching,
not everyone is.
I know, but I'm just saying, watching baseball is not an issue for me.
Yeah, you're a fucking maniac.
Yeah, but that's like, it's like, oh well, you know, you just watch the first inning, it's over. I want to watch fucking 1 through 9, 1 through 15. I want to watch the whole game, every game.
I hear you, pal. Not everyone.
What
is
else are we doing,
Big Mike? What do you got, dude?
Never done.
What are you doing? What's up, dude?
Nothing. Before I get to my picks, hey, Gump, have you tried Creed Rise to Glory on the Oculus yet? I've been beating people up, and I need a new challenge.
Creed, I believe it's a boxing game?
No, I stick to ping pong, and then I do the other boxing one.
Shout out.
Shout out.
You told me not to call it a lock, but my lock of the night is Washington Wizards over Toronto.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Something to think about.
And since
did you hit,
didn't have any player performances?
Hey, didn't you tell? Didn't you tell us the Knicks last night?
Knicks. Yeah, and then somebody called and fucked my pick. So
someone called and fucked your pick. I hate when that happens, dude.
It was he called back to back. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, Big Mike, welcome
to the
happens.
Jungle, pal. That's what I like about the phones. Other people got to listen to the bullshit when they pick stone hit.
That's true. That is true. Thanks, Big Mike.
Hey, baby Mike.
Yeah.
I like Big Mike.
I do like Mike.
Joey from Jazzy.
Oh, Double J.
What's up, Joey?
Is Joey who watches with his pops? Joey, you watch with your pops?
Boys. Two days in a row. I gotta apologize. Yesterday, I was a little loud after a couple margaritas, but also I wanted to shout out my pops. His name is Ed, and he's a big Steelers fan.
Shout out, Fireman Ed.
Just Ed.
Yeah, just Ed.
Oh.
Not that fucking phony mascot.
You can say whatever you want. My grandma's from Montreal, so it's all good, my guy.
There we go. Hey, fucking Montreal.
Joe, good guy. What do you got, dude?
Yo, so I really want to relate to the basketball god over here, Mitt. What's up with this plus 152? I see Zach LaVine's coming back tonight, but why shouldn't I hammer the Hornets on the money line?
When Zach LaVine was playing before this, they were still losing every single game.
I think he's supporting
your case.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm all in on that. Gordon Hayward's out. Really, the only two players that I know on the Hornets that are playing is LaMelo Ball Terry Rozier.
You are a fucking
scary Terry's in, dude.
Hell of a human, Mitt. You got some dingies, Joe? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I'm going to take, obviously, the Hornets on the money line, but I think I'm going to take LaMelo plus 6 assists as well.
That's a good bet.
All right.
But tonight for the Angels game, I mean, I don't know. I've been bouncing back and forth with Trouty and Ohtani.
Okay, Trouty and Ohtani.
So I'm not really sure, to be honest, but I want to see what you guys think about that game. But thanks for taking my call again, boys.
No problem, Joe.
Baby. Joe from Jersey.
Tell Ed we said what up.
What up, Ed?
What did he ask?
Angels Ohtani game. Or Trout? I feel like Ohtani might get the night off because he pitched last night, but he didn't bat last night, so he might be in the lineup. I mean, can we not get a fucking...
I think Trout maybe goes deep three times tonight to salute Albert Pujols in his memory.
So here's the thing. Pujols wasn't playing.
He was playing a little bit.
Yeah, but not much.
No, I know. He's got five dingies on the season, which is not terrible. He's batting 198.
Joe Maddon tried to fucking bury him.
Bring him home.
Listen... So even
Pujols,
the old,
hey, this is fucking Moneyball. This is David Justice Moneyball. Pujols is going to go to the A's and fucking.
By the way, Moneyball was on last night. It was awesome.
I mean, anytime it's on, but you know what I mean. Like,
let me talk seriously to you for a second.
Pujols will go to the Athletics, right? And it'll work out.
I think he's going
to
be reunited with his old ball coach Tony La Russa.
Did you know Tony La Russa did not know how extra innings work last night?
I did hear that. I did see that somewhere.
Maybe put the bottle down, Tony. Not you, La Russa.
I took the Angels tonight.
Well,
strictly because I think Fires is a bum.
I love Fade Fires.
So
I'm all in on
you
this
took
train.
Who?
Can I get a? I took the Angels
against the Rays. Fires is losing right now.
You're right. I took.
I don't care if he played last night. I don't care if he's playing today. Fade him.
Oh, I'm all in on Fade Fires.
Fade Colin McHugh.
Oh, yeah, you don't fade McHugh.
Yeah, I do.
He's been on the big stage, dude.
He's given up two home runs per nine.
Yeah, he only pitches one inning. What do you want?
Yeah, because he stinks.
No, that's just the setup. That's what I know the Rays do. It's Mickey Mouse. And
I'm
hate
just saying,
it.
Don't be surprised if Trout hits three home runs tonight. Okay? Two calls left. Then we're done. Okay? We're getting out.
Yes, sir.
No more fucking show. Question on ATS stats from CJ in Denver.
Let's go, CJ.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
CJ?
How's it going?
So I love all the advice. I love how you guys have the experts on. I love the advice from Drew about making your own lines. Yeah. I love the advice from Dave. I love the guests in general. Love
Thank
how you guys
you.
Back up your opinions with all the stats
Thank
and
you.
All that. So what I'm curious about is, should we be using ATS statistics to be making our own lines when we could be looking up our stats? Like, for example, with you with basketball, college basketball last year, you're looking at two-point defense, two-point offense, three-point defense, three-point offense. Should we be using these lines made by these books that are maybe just trying to get us to bet as opposed to making our own lines with our own stats?
Thank you, CJ. I'll be dead honest with you. I don't make my own lines because I don't fucking know.
Tell them why.
Yeah. Because I don't fucking know. What I do, though, is I do not look at the line before I start my research on the game. So I'll do my research on the game, and I'll be like, oh, this team is fucking dominating in my research. They should be a big spread.
Yeah.
And then if I go to the line and it doesn't match what I think it's going to be in my head, I don't know what it's going to be, but if it doesn't in the same vicinity,
then I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
I'm the
opposite.
The same thing you do, and it's probably not the most efficient way to do it, but I do the same thing.
The first thing I do when I get up is
you look at the line, and then you go.
And then I decide. But
many ways to do it.
That's the thing, man. Like, if you want to, you can find a side on every game if you really want to.
Oh, yeah.
But then if you know what I mean? It's sometimes the ones you push on, they'll hit. Like, sometimes, like, I bet a lot of league, and it's like, sometimes those games, like, you don't need to be betting French League, but there's good value there.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Like, I know less about the French League than any other league, but I probably hit more bets in the French League because the way the lines are set up.
The reason why...
Like, the English Premier League is the hardest league to bet on by far, and that's the league I love the most, that I watch the most, and it's probably one of my worst of the soccer leagues.
The reason why I don't do it like that anymore, I would look at the line... I would see the teams and whatever, and I would then go in the stats and look for stats and try to find stats that then supported my case to then bet whatever line I wanted to bet.
Yeah.
Because, like, yesterday, I would have been like, oh, Bieber and fucking Singer. I'm going to take Bieber. And then I would have tried to find a way in the stats to support that.
Yeah.
But in the other way, I feel like I'm more of like I don't pay attention to really who the teams are or anything like that. It's basically numbers. Everyone's got their way, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, yeah, I can fucking
is the way.
Like, I have no idea why teams minus.
And every sport I do different too. Like NFL, I do a lot of on the past and this and that, whereas baseball, I don't really look at how I literally just look at fucking pitching.
I haven't looked basketball. I like to look at trends. Baseball, I haven't looked at one trend.
No, not at all.
Football, I look at a trend. I do everything for football.
And soccer, it's with no fans. It's kind of when soccer's going to get a lot harder when the fans are back.
I'm probably the only one that makes their own like lines in their head and then picks that way. But the best bet is just a comfortable bet for you. That makes sense.
Can we put that?
Are the friends we've made along the way.
Can we clip that?
Is this fucking Ben Affleck, the accountant, dude?
We clip that and put that in the fucking Smithsonian. Actually, that should be playing on every fucking screen in Vegas.
Put that up at Circa now, fucking Consigliere. Make the call.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you.
Mitt,
I'm just kind of like, I just think that's kind of like a dumb question. It's like, just make your own bet. Well, it's not a dumb question, dude. But it's just like, make your own bet.
We literally just talked about for 6 minutes how it's not a dumb question.
Listen, Mitt, some people are just getting into this game. They're not scumbags like you.
I think the one thing is like, just fucking enjoy it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you bet.
This is rich coming from you.
You're right.
You bet to win, but part of it is for me, anyways, is watching the game and losing my fucking mind and tweeting out, these refs stink. This guy's a fucking buffoon. Like, that's part of betting for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that's literally, you know, like, that's why I like doing spaces. If I can watch the baseball game I'm betting on and fucking, you know, it's, I don't know.
I agree with you. I fucking agree.
Like, I was fucking, all I had when I bet games before was a fucking radio on my phone and headphones in, fucking rolling the side of his shit.
That's how you know you're a real one.
Yeah, so now I get to watch the games and can enjoy it.
Swanee from Cleveland, last call of the day. We're ending on you. What do you got, dude?
This was Gamblers.
Hey, boys.
What up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hammer Don.
I just want to talk about my tribe. They've been rolling. That KC bullpen stinks. I've been making some money off of them, even going full game, just because I knew that bullpen stunk. But big fan of the show, and I've been trying to get into Guppy Spaces. I've been trying to get in there every Saturday. It's popping in there. It's electric.
It is popping in
there. It is. But
did you request? Did you request?
Yeah, I request.
What's your Twitter, dude?
It's at Derek, like Jeter _ Swanson 27, but my name, like, above it is Swanee. That's my nickname.
Swanee. Okay, we'll see you in there on Saturday. We'll get you in. Sorry I missed you, pal.
Hey, no, it's all good, dude. Those things are electric. I love listening in. All the, you know, you get those cats from Ireland, too. Those dudes are awesome.
Those guys were good. One guy was in the IRA, actually.
Oh, you got the lads.
Jesus.
There's three Irish guys in a row. One was in the IRA.
you're fucking... Thanks, Swanee. So wait, you're fucking... Your Saturday night spaces, everyone learned how to make a car bomb?
There was one night where it was just a run of three Irish guys, and one guy was in the IRA.
Diggs, we can't let the Irish mob take over the space. It sounds like the I-Ties are making a comeback on Saturday night.
Listen, I love to go on Gumpy Spaces, but sometimes I'm too busy getting boozed up.
Tony's fucking can't hear him. He's all banged up at the local fucking establishment watering hole.
If I ever request on listen, to get if on I don't those let spaces, go
a little bit on the weekends, you
what?
If I ever request on one of those spaces, kick me off. You know I'm hammered.
Okay.
I can't even pop into Gumpy's anymore. He calls me out. Oh, there's Bill, and puts me on immediately.
I find if anybody's fucking sneaking around in there, I will find you and put you on.
Mitt, just realized that. Don't worry, man. We all just assume you're always hammered when you leave this building. So it doesn't matter whether you're requesting spaces or not. Oh, we can't thank you guys enough. I think we're up to 1,500 today on the rollover.
Yeah.
Yes.
1,500 on the rollover. Good luck with that. Good luck tonight.
Some gear coming out soon, I believe.
Yeah, I have a list. I just have to. I just. Okay. Yeah.
Let's try and get that done.
Yeah. Did I tell you the news?
All right, that's the end of the show.
I have actual news for you.
What is it, Bill?
You guys are now youtube.com/HammerDon.
YouTube.com/HammerDon. Subscribe. Subscribe now. That's the show.